They're harassing us for speaking in Speaker's Corner.
Oh, no, I came to the thing and no one was here.
I'm here. I'm going to go for it in a minute. Don't worry.
Oh, no, don't, because you'll get arrested.
No, no, we'll figure out. We'll get around them.
You know, when they were all chasing after you here last week, yeah. I came up at Hyde Park Corner with 10,000 people there celebrating Joe Biden's victory.
Ah, right. Where?
Just down in Hyde Park Corner.
Is that right?
I was down
is
there.
That right?
Not one policeman. Not one policeman.
Is that right? Yeah,
then 500
it.
After to collect you.
That's it. That's it. That says it all.
He's a wanted man. Be careful.
You have not reneged that right. And even though you're claiming coronavirus laws, I'm exercising. And if you want to arrest me, you'll have to say to everybody on a bicycle who says anything. As Lord Sumption said, all the actions of the police that they are taking now are illegal. And we will make you look like the biggest fool on earth for trying to impose these ridiculous laws. Ridiculous! You're like fools! So, and you will be made look the biggest fools on earth. You think you can outwit us? Look at the 1855 Hyde Park riots. I published it for your benefit on speakerscorner.net this week. And there you will see what happened in 1855. The police moved in, tried to clear the park, tried to stop people speaking, but the people gathered. They refused to obey, and the police wildly attacked people, as they have done today. They kicked out a man who has been coming to Speaker's Corner for 73 years. They kicked him out of the park this morning. Eric, sitting over here, don't you feel like barbarians doing a thing like that? Every time you come out, when you chase us. That's all you deserve for what you're doing. But I appeal to you. You know you're being lied to. You know you're being told to do things which are immoral, unethical, and illegal. So that's why you're going to find there is not a way to stop us speaking at Speaker's Corner. That's why you're standing around now, because you know you're not like fools if you're arresting now. Don't think you can stop us. You won't be able to. In fact, you're encouraging our innovation. Now I've gone and got this bike and started this. Next week, perhaps, you'll have to chase 50 people on bicycles walking around, cycling around here and speaking. How stupid will you look then? You're on the bicycles or horseback then. Oh, here comes the business brigade. Showing so tough against a disabled woman earlier on. Dragged her to the floor and cuffed her. A disabled woman who came to Speaker's Corner and did nothing at all. If you want a crime, you want a coronavirus crime, look over there at the people's secret intent. Are you saying they are social distancing? Are you saying they should be sleeping on the streets?
Jesus, and you come to us and tell us about
coronavirus for speaking. Completely insane. Look at those people in tents over there, right in front of you. What are you doing about that? Housing them, stopping them from getting coronavirus. I'm glad you're listening. At least some of the police are listening. I'm pleased to see that, my friend. I'm pleased. And now you're standing in the rain, getting overtime payment for running around chasing people and fighting. Well, I'm a Speaker's Corner regular, but rain stop play, ladies and gentlemen. More next week.
So, now I'm not a supporter of Boris Johnson. I've always been an opponent of the Conservative Party, but I'm coming here dressed fully respectfully for them today because I realise that this is affecting everybody in British society and that the decisions that have been made, insane decisions, not based on scientific fact, have resulted in this kind of insanity. that the Prime Minister of the country has to lock himself away and pretend that there's some logic behind it, even though the chance of him catching the virus a second time is less than 1 in 100 million. Only 6 recorded cases in the world of transmission a second time, and all of them were asymptomatic except for one case. And in that case, the patient had not been mildly symptomatic the first time and symptomatic the second time. In other words, the chance, I mean, let me just put it in context. There's a 1 in 100 million chance that Boris Johnson could come down with COVID-19 a second time. That's stretching it. There's a 1 in 1 million chance that you'll give birth to a two-headed baby. So it's 100 times more likely that you'll give birth to a two-headed baby than it is that Boris Johnson will come down sick with COVID-19 a second time. And therefore, what we have illustrated by the circumstances of the Prime Minister of Britain behind these doors, who, if he walks out of these doors now, can be and should be, according to their own regulations, arrested by the police officers here. If he leaves the house across the road here, that is how mad the policies have become. And I have been arrested 2 times in the last 14 days whilst campaigning to explain the truth about the virus, about public safety, and in particular, the core of the problem, which is that the PCR test does not detect whether you are ill with COVID-19. The PCR test is designed to detect the presence of a virus or of components of the virus, or better said, remnants of a dead virus. Most people who are tested positive for SARS-CoV-2, the virus, do not acquire or get ill with COVID-19. And therefore we have vast numbers of people, hundreds of thousands every day, tested for this test that does not work, and then tells half of them or more who are asymptomatic, have nothing wrong with them, cannot transmit the virus, do not come down ill, and they are locked up, and their friends and people they've met are also locked up. That's how we've ended up with a total madness that Boris Johnson is enclosed in his own room for 14 days at a time when Britain requires leadership in the country. 1, you've got the Brexit crisis. 2, you've got the lockdown. And 3, we have a social and economic and health crisis sweeping across the country, which will result in far more deaths from collateral damage that are being caused by the virus itself. At the moment, in Britain, in Sweden, in Germany, in Austria, and many other countries where they're imposing insane lockdowns, there are no excess deaths. No excess deaths. So what is the entire panic about? It's a manufactured panic at the moment. I'm not saying COVID-19 isn't real. I'm not saying SARS-CoV. In fact, I was the person at Speaker's Corner on the 9th of March who called for a lockdown across the entire country for 3 weeks at that time. At that time, I was mocked and laughed at. We distributed a video on Double Down Media on the 12th of March this year in which we called for a lockdown immediately for 3 weeks. They ignored that, and that resulted possibly in large numbers of deaths. But there are no additional deaths now. We're locking up students, we're locking up nurses, we're locking up doctors, we're locking up completely healthy people and declaring that they're a danger and a risk. They are no risk. They cannot transmit if they're asymptomatic. You cannot even transmit if you're pre-symptomatic. So why are we locking up the whole country? Why is the whole country shut down? Why are these officers forced to arrest the Prime Minister if he decides to leave his house? And yet, when their rules are broken on their own, or by themselves, by Dominic Cummings, that's completely ignored and he isn't charged with anything. We have entered a world of total and absolute madness. And then we have 2 drug companies who have produced not a normal vaccine. So this idea about denigrating people for rejecting the present vaccine. The present vaccine is an mRNA vaccine proposed by Moderna and by Pfizer. These have been tested. The test they reported in the newspapers was a press release. It was not peer-reviewed. In the case of Pfizer, there were 94 people in this non-peer-reviewed press release justifying the government buying tens of millions of doses of this vaccine before it's even been passed for use for the public. And then you have Moderna today giving another press release to push up their share prices and make billionaires out of nothing. And they only had 95 people in their test. 95! And that's supposed to be fact. That's supposed to be truth. And we're supposed to take this drug and inject our friends, family, parents, and the age cohort who die from COVID-19 is over 75-year-olds with comorbidities. There have been no tests on over 75-year-olds with comorbidities. So who are they trying to con? They're trying to trick us into desperately demanding a vaccine for which they are asking for immunity from prosecution if the vaccine causes illness or if causes death, and they're asking for emergency passing of this vaccine without the necessary standard, according to the American Center for Disease Control, 10 to 15 years of tests for a safety of a vaccine. And the last vaccine they tried out on us, don't forget, was the swine flu vaccine. And when they imposed the swine flu vaccine, millions of copies were bought, millions of people injected, and 2,000 people, healthy people, came down with narcolepsy thereafter. They fall asleep suddenly on the streets. That was the consequence of the swine flu pandemic scare. There was no swine flu, significant death from swine flu. And all that was hyped by the World Health Organization and by Neil Ferguson of Imperial College. The same people are behind the same confidence trick now being pulled with no justification whatsoever to pretend we are all in some mortal danger from COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2. We are not. Free Boris Johnson. Down with the lockdown. No lockdown for people who are healthy. Only separate infectious and sick people. Only isolate infectious and sick people. And let the rest of us be free.
That was the Speaker's Corner show for this week. Come to Speaker's Corner any Sunday afternoon and join us. Visit our website, speakerscorner.net, or tune in same time, same place, 104.4 Resonance FM.